Zone 1.
Chance,
Friday. Sport.
Hiya, in the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, no Dons game. A week off for the international fixtures, where we hope to be part of a playoff scenario, but not to be. Instead, a chance to reflect on the Dons getting back to winning ways against Dundee United, Dave.
Yes, and Derek McInnes said, John, it was good for the Dons to go into the international break on a positive note and get a monkey off their backs.
I think it would have been a long 2 weeks if we hadn't done so. I think the supporters will be, you know, a bit more relaxed about having seen that performance as we all are. I knew that was a performance that we were capable of, but as each week goes by, when you don't win, the next game becomes that bit more difficult to win. That doesn't mean to say the next game against Hamilton is going to be any easier, but it gives us the confidence of a level of performance that when we show that real intensity to stop the opposition playing, and when we play with calmness and make good decisions, it'll bode well for us going into the game.
Johnny Hayes, a worthy man of the match, I thought, against United. Dave, you spoke to him as well.
Yes, and he admitted to me, John, that the international break came at the wrong time after getting that much-needed victory.
When you lose, you look forward to the next game. You wanted to come around quite quick, but when you win, you want to get back out and play straight away because you enjoyed it. The way we finished the game was comfortable enough, and obviously the signs that we were enjoying it, we kept the ball. We're break next week, we charge the batteries a little bit and then get ready for Hamilton.
How important has the strong team spirit here been in getting you through this sticky spell?
I think I've seen the full effect of it. Willow coming back in is an example of a player that hasn't played. Niall, who's being one of our better players this year, comes out of the team. Willow comes in, and Barry comes in at the end as well. Boys that haven't played all that much football lately. We get to see everyone works hard for each other, and it's a squad that won, not a team.
Let me bring in David and Andrew. Better last weekend, guys. A little bit scrappy for the first goal, Andrew, but a greater quality in our play after that, after we settled. And the second was really well taken by Johnny, I thought.
Yeah, the second was an excellent goal. When you work it back to Danny Ward, a quick throw out to Graham Shinney, to Ryan Jack, a very good first-time pass from Willow Flood to find Peter Pollitt. But if you watch Graham Shinney, having played the pass, he doesn't stand back and admire the pass. He bombs forward, takes Sean Dillon out of play by moving inside, gives the space there for Johnny, and it was a great finish, despite him saying after the game that it was a good cross. It was a very, very good finish. But the first goal as well, it was all about Johnny Hayes' tenacity, taking on both Blair Spittle and Sean Dillon, going past the two of them, getting to the byline, the cross causing havoc, and then Adam Rooney wanting it more than any Dundee United defender. So it was an all-round solid team performance. Not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but nice to see that, as the manager said, it was a controlled performance.
Mm. Grew into the game, David. A little bit shaky at times in that first half, and they arguably it passed up the best chance of the first half when it came along.
Yeah, I mean, as good as Aberdeen were, United, I mean, I wouldn't like to be a United fan ever, but right now in particular, it must be, you know, there's not a lot you can say about that team that's positive at the moment. And Mixu Patalainen really has got his work cut out, and it, as he said himself, as we said last week on the programme, it's going to be a long winter.
Yeah, it's not a great time to be a Dundee United fan, says Dave, as he cartwheels round the room. Is that the monkey off our backs, as Dave describes? I mean, do you expect us to sort of snap back into shape now?
Well, we're perfectly capable of doing that, but we've got a very tough fixture coming up next Sunday down at New Douglas Park in Hamilton. Hamilton, very inconsistent. You never know what you're going to get with them. What you do know is you'll get a very physical game. You know, Darian McKinnon, for me, typifies Hamilton. 13 bookings and a red card last year, 4 bookings and a red card so far this year. So you know that there's somebody that's going to stick his foot in the middle of the park. But they've got lots of hard-working players, and they caused us problems in the league game up at Pittodrie earlier on in the season, so it won't be easy. It's not a case of, yeah, that's us back to winning ways now, we can freewheel through games. No question of that at all. But there is a confidence that was building through the Aberdeen side as the game went on last week, that you hope will continue into next Sunday's fixture.
After Hamilton came up initially, Dave, I mean, they just rattled off all those wins, including one against us when we were on quite a good vein of form going into it. They beat 3-0, I think, down there. And it was that night where it looked like for every time that we got the ball, there were four men on top of us.
Yeah, I mean, it was that particular night. It was awful weather. The pitch, as we know, it's not the best of the artificial surfaces. Everything that could go wrong for the Dons did, and Hamilton, as you say, were just in your faces all the time. Ali Crawford will probably be back for next week's game, and he has been a big miss for them because he really is the quality that shines out for Hamilton in the middle of the park, so he'll have to be watched. It very, very difficult game, but the second game down there last season, the one where the referee missed the goal that was with 10 yards over the line.
I think a lot of things that day, really, Colin.
Absolutely hopeless. And
I'll have you know he's one of the top officials in Europe, Dave.
Yeah, sorry, my apologies.
Apologise, Dave. Hamilton, he was being facetious.
Hamilton will make it very, very difficult. But again, if we play as we know we can, then we should go down there full of confidence that we can take the 3 points away.
And then Ross County at home after that, Andrew, who beat us in the end fairly comfortably in Dingwall. No such thing as an easy game, is there?
Oh, not at all. I mean, it was funny when we were going through that winning run, you were looking at future fixtures and going, yeah, that's a win, that'll be a win, that'll be a win. And then all of a sudden when we started losing games, you were looking at them and you're thinking, that's going to be a tough one. Oh no, don't really want to be getting them. But Ross County themselves have shown in different form over the last couple of weeks. So, you know, it's what happens on the day. You can't forecast anything at all in this league.
And looking back to that game from last weekend, it does look like a long season ahead for United, doesn't it? I mean, even if they manage to limp onto the January transfer window and they can bring in some sort of personnel to freshen it up, these are players that presumably haven't found clubs at the beginning of the season, or they've been let go in that window. It doesn't look good for them.
Yeah, and also players who are probably getting offers from teams that are not fighting against relegation, which United patently are at the moment. So it's going to be very, very difficult. I mean, Mixu really has to try and keep them up this season. That's all. I think that's the sum and substance of his ambitions this year, and then try and regroup next summer. But, you know, from what we've seen, it's easier said than done.
Might put on a strip himself come the January transfer window.
They'll need a very big strip. Did you see him?
He's always been robust.
Yes, he's always been a big lad, but he's even bigger. But no, it's a thankless task that he's got, because there's some decent players there, but there was just such a lack of confidence. And in fact, as the game wore on, there was less and less fight about them. There was too many of them that just gave up. I felt a wee bit sorry for Billy Mackay and the lad Adam Taggart up front, because they were so isolated. You know, it was two banks of four, the defensive bank and then the midfield, and you looked at their midfield four and there was no inspiration there. There was nobody that was going to play a killer pass, and when they did have chances, unfortunately they all fell to the young lad Scott Fraser, who didn't have his shooting boots on, couldn't even test Danny Ward, and you know they looked a bit of a lost cause, to be perfectly honest. So it's going to be a hard job, but you know they are a big club, and whether there's sufficient fight amongst the squad there to get themselves through this difficult situation remains to be seen.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, and obviously it'll pan out over the course of the season. Other players, for us who look back to better form, I thought Willow Flood looked more like himself last weekend. Faded a little bit in the second half. Perhaps.
Yeah, understandably so, because he hasn't played very much football, but I think Willow set the tone for the game right from the word go. It was a much more intense performance from Aberdeen, a much better tempo from Aberdeen, and Willow Flood epitomised that, because he chased things down. He was getting himself into the opposition box, which isn't something that you usually associate with Willow Flood, but I think his enthusiasm and his endeavour transmitted itself to the rest of the team. But I think you've got to make mention of the guys at the back as well.
Yeah.
I thought there was a solidity about the performance that we haven't seen in recent weeks. I thought Ash Taylor was very, very good against Billy Mackay. He was always in the front foot where Mackay was waiting for things to happen, and Danny Ward, as a result, had a fairly quiet afternoon, but I think Johnny deservedly got the man of the match, because it was his two moments of real brilliance that produced the two goals. But you look through the rest of the side and there were no failures there.
No. And Barry Robson got a run out for his birthday, Dave. I think pretty much the first thing he did was ping like a diagonal ball over the top and create an attack. You never lose that touch.
Yeah, but Barry showed at 37 he still got it and is still a very valuable member of the squad, although used sparingly, and although he would love to play every minute of every 90, you can be sure.
The Don's away to Hamilton in a little over a week. It's a lunchtime Sunday game, I think, isn't it?
It is, 12:30. Yeah.
And you'll have probably worked out the restaurants already.
Andrew's been having his work cut out with this one.
I'm going to have to find some place that's open nice and early for a very healthy breakfast, obviously, for us.
Yeah, Google search will be melting over this weekend, I can predict. We'll have a full preview, obviously, next week, but there's a North East team in a Cup semi-final tomorrow. Peter Head are at Hampden, a full match preview coming up. Gordon Strachan's part of Ricky Sprazier's backroom team for Scotland under-21s as they face a Euro qualifier against Ukraine in Paisley. That one's on right now. At a news conference, Strachan was asked what importance he puts on the youngsters getting victories and reaching major tournaments as part of their development.
First of all, you want to win. That's what we're all about. Forget this nonsense about, oh, we'll just have to progress and play this. Football, from whatever age or whatever sport, you want to win. That's part of life. And it's part of what makes you a character. And people say, well, oh, we don't want to show the scores when we upset the kids. Show them the scores. It's good to be upset because then you do something about it. If you get beat, I remember getting beat 5-0 by playing with Edinburgh Thistle against them, nearly crying on the bus going home. But I've done something about the next game. That's life. Deal with problems. That was a rant there.
I actually agree with that. But I would say the exact opposite is what is happening in schools. You know, it's it. You might get small-sided games to allow them more time in the ball, but if it, you know, if you're getting the sort of old primary school football result where it's like 13-2 at half time, then that won't occur. You're just, all right, boys, everybody off. They just don't bother with scores.
No, I think it's all about taking part now instead of winning, and I've got a lot of sympathy for what Gordon Strachan says because otherwise, how do you develop a winning mentality?
Well, exactly, and the thing is, you know, even if they stay completely cushioned for the entire academic lifetime, by the time they go into the real world, they're not prepared for what's to come. Anyway, sorry, that's my rant.
That's your rant, yeah.
That's my rant. Gordon and Millis touring soon. The Petrofac Trading Cup semi-final is tomorrow. Queen's Park take on Jim McAnally's Peterhead.
I've had somebody at their last two games. I've got a couple of DVDs about them. I know plenty about them. They're a good footballing side, as Queen's Park always are. They've got home advantage, obviously. They use the park well at Hampden. It's a big open park. They use it well. Which is a slight advantage to them, but I know that if we can go and perform as we did last Saturday, we'll be hard to beat, and there's every chance that we can win the game. So they will bring problems to us, and like I touched on before, with concentration and discipline and defending set pieces. They are good at set pieces. That's one factor of their game that's important to them. So we really need to make sure that we've got that concentration levels high and we defend well. And as I say, we do all these things. I think we've got a good chance of winning the game.
At stake, Jim, perhaps a final against Rangers, but do you just ignore all that and just focus on this game?
You've got to ignore it because, I mean, my own experiences of semi-finals, I've been lucky that I've played in a few in my time. I can never thinking beyond the semi-final because it's so hard to win a semi-final. They're notoriously tough games. I don't think I've ever seen an easy semi-final for anybody. We just need to try and get there, and then obviously if we get there, then we can dream about what's going to happen afterwards, you know.
Jim McAnally there, Peterhead. Against Queen's Park at Hampden, how do you rate the chances, Dave?
I think a lot depends, John, on which Peterhead turn up. They've been really up and down this season, to say the least. You know, they've already beaten Dunfermline this season. They've drawn with Dunfermline, and they're the League One championship favourites, but they've also lost some games that they shouldn't have lost. I mean, a great case in point was the 4-3 defeat to Stenhousemuir, and they were 3-0 up just before half-time.
Rory McAllister has
You it. Just shouldn't lose games like that, no. 4-3. So a lot depends on which Blue Toon turns up. If it's the Blue Toon that are playing to potential, then I've every confidence that they can get a win and make a bit of history and get into their first ever senior final.
Can you imagine how many buses would probably just Peterhead would switch the lights off, wouldn't they? Everyone would go down to Hampden for the final.
I think they would. I think that would be a terrific occasion. That would be great for the town.
Now, in the Highland League, it's Broader Rangers against Lossiemouth. Bucky Thistle take on Cove Rangers, looking for, is it win 15? I think it is 1:15. Clach are against Wick Academy. Forest Mechanics take on Chris Hunters for Martin United.
We know it'll be difficult, but my players are up for it. We can go there and keep picking our points.
One game at a time and all that, but how important is it to keep the pressure on at the top?
Well, you need to, because you can't see Cove slipping up, and they keep churning out results and keep getting great wins. I was already, if they won their games in Harn, I think it's 8 points or something, so we can't afford to let it go anymore, and we're just hoping someone else does a turn for us and starts getting points off them, because it was the same 2 years ago. Nobody was able to stop Brora, and they haven't done a fantastic run, so Cove's doing that just now as well, so we need people to
in the remaining games in the Highland League, Deverham Vale are at Fraserburgh. It's Huntly against Turriff. Inverurie host Nairn County. Keith welcome Rothes, and Strathbay Thistle are home to Fort William in the juniors day.
It's a full league programme this weekend in the McBookie.com Super League. Bankton St Tiernan are at home to SC Stonywood. Holrussy United go to Bridgerton Thistle. Cooter against Ellen. Dice versus Deverin side champions. Hermes against Bank City. Maud against Inverness City. And league leaders Stonehaven are at home to Dufftown. In the First Division East, Aberdeen Uni against Parkvale. Sunnybank are at Buckenhaven Hearts. East End against Colony Park. Leaders Glentanner versus Cruden Bay, the bottom two meeting there. Lewis United against Fraserburgh United at the Sports Village. Newmacker United against Longside.
Now, the first in the playoffs between Ireland and... Who's it they're even playing? I don't
Bosnia.
Even remember.
Bosnia.
It's not like I care anymore. I've lost all interest in international football. No, I haven't. But Ireland in action tonight, and calls, I think, from Willow Flood during the week for Johnny Hayes to get into that squad. Do you think he'd be far off the squad?
He must be in contention, I would have thought. Either that or they've got a hell of a lot of very good midfield players that can play wide. But I wish the Irish all the very best. I know that they've got quite a number of players out injured, but Martin O'Neill's side has confounded the critics on a number of occasions. And I think if they can get a draw in the first leg, take them back to Dublin all square, they've got a right good chance of getting through.
Okay, and Johnny possibly in the squad for next year, you never know.
You never know. From a purely selfish point of view, you hope not, so that he's rested over the summer.
in the what we hope are like 28 days before he has to get back on a plane to go abroad again.
I had a retro day coming up against Ross County a week in, or 2 weeks tomorrow. The Red Army are being asked to select their greatest ever Aberdeen team on afc.co.uk. You've got a goalie, four defenders, four midfielders, two strikers and a manager, and you can win hospitality in Captain's Club for four people. Right. Lots of entries so far, and about 95% I think have included a certain Willie Miller.
As both a defender and a manager.
And referee.
And striker when needed.
Indeed.
Okay, so you can do that where? afc.co.uk?
Yep, indeed.
Tennis, it's coming up to, I know it's winter, but it's coming up to a fairly busy old period for Andy Murray, because he's got the final of Davis Cup coming up after this next week.
After he's been practising on clay, now playing indoor as of Sunday in the O2 finals, and then back onto the clay for the Davis Cup final against Belgium and Ghent at the end of the month. And he's managed to avoid Federer and Djokovic in his group. Of course, he's trying to do better than Roger Federer, so that he's first and foremost, well, he wants to win, but he can finish number two in the world for the first time at the end of the year if he does better than Roger Federer at this tournament. And he's got a good chance. He's in the same group as Nadal, who's starting
Vavrinka,
to show a bit for Stan
Wawrinka
and Kei Nishikori. Wawrinka, he hasn't played for ages. So that'll be interesting. It's always a great spectacle. Nothing like Wimbledon. It's very much more US Open than anything else. Lots of fanfare and noise and music. And
are you going?
I'm not this year, no. I've been a few times, and it's well worth a visit.
Just have someone playing music from your kitchen as you watch it in the house.
Yeah, that'll do.
And then the Davis Cup. I have absolutely... If you ask me to name the Davis Cup team from it's Belgium, isn't it?
David Goffin is, and Steve Darcis. Goffin is in the top 15, but right. Murray played him the week before last in Paris and beat him 6-love, 6-1.
How on earth have they got to the final then?
Just some great results. They've got no established doubles partnership either. which, you know, so Britain will go, despite the fact it's not on the great surface for them, despite the fact we're the away team. As John McEnroe said this week, 8 times out of 10, Britain will win this. It's just hope it's not one of the 2 out of the 10 that turns up that weekend.
Well, do we get another replay if we lose?
No, we don't.
Okay. So that's to come after this week. And that is pretty much it for this week. We'll keep you up to date over the weekend, as always. Hang in. Your weekend starts next with James Barr. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.